me in the last 6 or 7 months, a lot of people feel that they've been led into a false sense of security. The fact that there hasn't been an awful lot of text alerts going out yet and all. When I heard about the break-in on Saturday night here in Ballybuffet, people were out of mass and returned home. They found the burglars or Wapaday burglars in the house and that scattered at that stage. But I would have thought in a case like that, when there are one or more break-ins in an area like that, that a text alert would have been sent out to say, look, keep an eye out. Been on to the guards about this, and also in relation to the opening hours of the Garda station in Ballybuffet, which we were told by the senior Garda management in Letterkenny is one of the busiest Garda stations in the county. We were also promised that we'd have 3 sergeants, and my understanding we have 2 sergeants at the moment. So I'm just looking now to get another meeting with the chief superintendent in Letterkenny, because I'm not exactly sure what is going on out there, and by all accounts, residents and businesses are not sure either.
Are you suggesting there's a link between the fact that you don't believe the Twin Towns area has the resources it needs in terms of Garda presence, in terms of Garda numbers, and the fact that these alerts aren't being sent out? I.e., is the reason texts aren't being sent out the fact that there aren't enough Garda to actually look after the system?
This is it, man. I've been ringing around to try and find out who was in charge of the text alert and out of the office in Letterkenny. And at that stage, no one was able to tell me to know that there's crime happening out there. Yet, no, this is the type of stuff that's not going out in text alert. This has been put up to me in the last 6, 7, 8 months. You know, why are we not getting more text alert? Is it that there's no crime? Or is it that, you know, we're not choosing to send them out?